Welcome to the worship service of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Yorktown. The following program was recorded Sunday morning, December 10th.
Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please take note of all the announcements that are in the bulletin this time of the year. Things do get busy. I do have a couple of things to highlight. One is today we do have our Christmas feast. Everyone is welcome to come on over to the fellowship hall. They will start serving, I think, at 11 o'clock this morning. Also want to say thank you to all of our participants here today with the Christmas program, and a special thank you to the teachers and all the helpers, and to Tina Bame for being the director this year. Also want to highlight then too is next Sunday at 3 o'clock we will go Christmas caroling. So meet up here at the church or at the Fellowship Hall parking lot, and we will go Christmas caroling, and I think there is some good hot soup afterwards and some hot chocolate. So come join us for Christmas caroling next week. Okay. Also, remember to pick up your offering envelopes. They are in the entranceway to the fellowship hall. So please stop by there this morning and pick those up if you haven't done so already. Okay. And I think somebody had an announcement this morning. Okay. Judy has an announcement this morning.
Good morning. What a nice crowd this morning. Social Concerns has learned there will be a Blue Santa this year. Blue Santa is run by the Yorktown Police Department. They go out and identify the families in need and buy their gifts. And St. Paul is a part of this. We give a monetary gift. So if you'll open your hearts for those less fortunate, you can make a check to St. Paul and designate Blue Santa. So I'm looking forward to that. And also, we will have two blood drives next year real soon, January the 14th and February the 13th, I think. So there'll be more about that later. Thank you.
Are there other announcements this morning? I do have one more. If you notice, Hans is not here this morning. He was to have an interview at a church in Michigan. However, they didn't make it. Early Friday morning, they were driving to the airport in Austin, and Hans hit ice on the road. He ended up flipping the truck, and he has a cracked rib, but Ann had surgery yesterday on her back. So please remember them in your prayers. They're at St. David's in Austin, in South Austin. Okay, we begin our worship service with our gathering hymn, number 45, Please Rise as You Are So Able. Begin the service in remembrance of our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
From heaven above,
the angels sing.
On earth below,
our praises ring.
Our Lord has come,
with us to dwell.
Now we go out.
Please join us in singing "What Child Is This" on page 40 in your green hymnal.
It's time for our children's message. Are there any other children that would like to come up? Can you come up? Any more? Okay. Lots of children this morning. This morning I wanted to talk to you about a message. Who knows what these are?
Cards.
Cards. What kind of cards? Christmas. Good, Kendall. I'm getting ready to send messages to lots of people. When I put this message in this envelope and I put someone's name on it, what kind of messenger will take it to the people that I want to receive the message? The mailman, right? Very good. Now, inside this message is something important that I want lots of people to know. Did you know that there are a lot of messengers that tell about the Christmas story? Who's on this card? Can you see the picture?
Jesus!
It's Jesus. That's our Christmas message, right? A long time ago, there were some other messengers. They were bright and shiny. And they were up in the sky. Who were they?
Angels.
They were the angels. Some of you are angels today, right? You're an angel? Good. Okay. They came to tell this message to some other people. They were out in the field with some sheep. What kind of messengers were they? Shepherds, good, Kellen. So the shepherds were going to be messengers. What were they going to tell about?
Jesus.
Jesus, that's right. Now, I'm thinking of another messenger, and he was a pastor that lived about 500 years ago. His name was Martin Luther. Have you ever heard of him?
I
have. Good. We talked about him not too long ago a lot. He wanted to be a messenger and tell all of his children and other people's children for all time about Jesus. And so he wrote a song. That song is called From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. And we're going to sing that today. The congregation will sing it. And then they can become messengers. There are a lot of messengers right here. Who are they? Us. What about all of these people out here? Can they be messengers too?
Yes.
After we tell them the message to take to other people, they can be messengers too. The message of Christmas is a very important one. Let's fold our hands and pray. Jesus, Son of God, thank you that you came down from heaven to above to earth in love. Thank you for dying for our sins and rising again. Help us to share this wonderful news with others. Amen. Okay, those of you who are not in the children's music ministry, you may go to your places. Okay? If you're sitting with your parents, you may sit with your parents. The rest of you go to where you're supposed to be for the program. Good.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each of his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her first newborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Please join in helping the nursery sing Away in a Manger on page 67 in your green hymnal.
Coming down from heaven above, Jesus came to us in love. God himself became a child, Mary's baby, sweet and mild.
From heaven above.
Please join us in singing verses 1-2 of From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, printed in your bulletin.
Thank you.
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the God shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Angels came to earth below, telling shepherds joy to know. Shepherds saw their newborn king running out, good news to bring. Who will share this message now? We can. Let us show you how.
Please join us in singing verse 1 of Angels We Have Heard on High, page 71, found in your green hymnal.
Filled the sky with light, singing it out into the night. God has sent his son for all. Find him in a cattle stall.
From heaven above.
Please join us in singing verse 5, "From heaven above to earth I come," printed in your bulletin. Then our nursery will sing their version of "There's Something in the Stable." After they are done, please join in again with verse 6.
Thank you. Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.
And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby laying in a manger.
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Please join us again in singing verses 2 and 3 of Angels We Have Heard on High on page 71, found in the green hymnal.
Thank you. marveled at the word. Our minds were shocked, our hearts were stirred. We ran to see the one who knew, the Savior, the Lord for me and you. Did you know?
Jesus is born. Tell the good news.
Did you see?
Angels came down. Tell the good news.
Do you hear?
Shepherds go out. Tell the good news.
Did you know?
We can go tell.
Tell the good news.
Where is the one who's been born, the King of the Jews? We have saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
Jesus was the King for all people, and one day every knee will bow before him.
With child and will give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel, which means
from heaven above.
Please join us in singing verses 13 and 14 of From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, printed in your bulletin.
Thank you. please stand and join me in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
From heaven above, the Lord came down to wear for us a thorny crown. He died to save us from our sin. He rose again our life to win.
The angels came great news to tell. The shepherds saw Emmanuel.
Now we can share the truth we know as messengers where we go.
You may be seated.
Heaven above,
on earth below,
please join us in singing verse 15 of From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, printed in your bulletin.
Thank you.
from heaven above,
the angels sing.
On earth below,
our praises ring.
Our Lord has come
with us to dwell.
Now we go out.
Angels gave.
Good news to tell.
Shepherds ran.
Good news to tell.
Now we go out.
Let us come before the Lord with true hearts, trusting that He will hear and answer our prayers on behalf of the church, the world, and all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, prepare your church for the coming of your Son. Raise it to heights of praise and compassion. Level mountains of false teaching and self-importance, and lead it along level pathways of faithfulness and humility, so that many may journey to your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Be merciful to our persecuted brothers and sisters who proclaim the name of Jesus even amidst their enemies. Make their witness to shine as a light in the world's darkest places, and pierce the hearts of their tormentors with the truth of the gospel. Lord, in your mercy. Prepare the hearts of our children for the coming of their dear Savior. Protect them, and help us to teach them to love Jesus and to trust Him always. Lord, in your mercy. Prepare the world for the coming of the King. Grant wisdom to our leaders to raise their people from depths of poverty and despair. Level the mountains of injustice and arrogance throughout the world. We earnestly pray that nation would no longer raise sword against nation. And we ask you to guide all people in the pathways of your righteousness and peace. Lord, in your mercy. Prepare the hearts of those who suffer for the coming of Christ, the great physician. Raise them up from sickness and sorrow. Lay low the mountains of pain. And by your Son's gentle hand, lead them and their loved ones along level pathways into health and hope. We lift up before you the needs of Hans and Anne and Gladys Wilhelmson. Lord, in your mercy. Holy God, we thank you for keeping in your tender care all who have died trusting in your promises. Prepare our hearts for the near approach of our Savior, who raises us up from death's dark valley, who brings down the mountains of your wrath at our sins, and who leads us along level roads of hope, faith, and love into your welcoming and eternal embrace. Lord, in your mercy. Graciously answer our prayers according to the love you bear for all your people through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The Lord above is with you wherever you go. May the peace of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you every day as you tell His love to others. Amen. We sing our closing hymn, number 70, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Please rise. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.